Everything Country 94.7 KTTS. Nancy and Rick. And well, during the pandemic, a lot of people had a lot of time to take some surveys and ask people questions. And we respond because what else we got to do?
We were bored.
Yeah, pretty much. So this was a survey about annoying people. And they asked, who is the most annoying person that you know?
And you would think maybe an answer that would pop up would be mother-in-law. I have a fantastic mother-in-law. But, you know, maybe somebody like that.
Maybe some coworker, somebody you work with.
Yeah,
maybe.
Boss or a coworker.
No. No.
Oh, this is heartbreaking.
The number one answer was the most annoying person they knew was their partner.
That makes for a really hard day.
Oh, and it was like 40% of people said the most annoying person they knew was their partner.
And I'm not sure that's pandemic related. I think that was just across the board.
And you know, you're around each other an awful lot. Not that that's an excuse.
You got to have hobbies. You got to get away, do separate things so that when you come back to the house, you got something different to talk about. You got to do that.
Kind of what they went on to say that, you know, that we are with your partner. You're with them more than anybody else in your life.
Sure.
And sometimes you need a break.
That girlfriend's vacation, that's real. That's real. You come home, you got something different to talk about. You got experiences that you had differently that it's just... You gotta take a break.
And there are places that girls like to go that guys might not necessarily. Both my sisters and my niece and some other girls, they went to, what's it called? Chris and.
Oh, they went to Waco.
They went to Waco.
They went to the Gaineses.
The
Joanna.
Gaines place. Yeah.
Joanna's place.
But there's a flower that they named that after, and I can't think
of it. It's Magnolia Farms.
Magnolia.
I'll help him. I want to see him struggle for just a second.
They said. Literally, they said you cannot see it all in a day.
No way.
There's a ton of stuff.
And no way would you be completely interested in that as a dude, right?
Not even remotely.
So see? But when she comes back and talks about the muffins or the cupcakes that
they
were there,
ate
fantastic.
It up. They had the best time ever.
See, you got to do different things. Otherwise...
Take a break.
Almost 40%, Rick?
Yes, I know. That's kind of scary.
Everything Country 94.7 KTTS, Nancy and Rick.
Oh, my.
It's not a great statistic.
No, it certainly is not. It's another one of those surveys. You know, during the pandemic, a lot of people, we're all at home, so people would call and they do all these goofy surveys. Who is the most annoying person that you know? Almost 40% said their partner.
Dude.
But they went on to say that, hey, they're probably the person that you're around the most. And, you know, we all have our annoying little things. Like me leaving clothes lying around, and still.
I got lots of problems I could list, but you got to go do other things. I mean, come on, we're nobody's perfect.
Well, that's what they said too. It's good to get away from one another.
You got to get away. You got to go have different interests. Go experience something else. Come back together and have stories to talk about. You have to do that. That's ridiculous.
And I was saying, my sisters and a bunch of them went down to Magnolia down there in Texas, wherever the Gaines are.
Chip and Joanna's place where she makes fabulous cupcakes.
They spent several days down there. They said, you can't do it all one day.
Husbands don't actually want to go do that. So they had a blast, right?
Husbands stay home, probably went fishing.
See?
So, yeah. So
different interests.
Okay. What annoying thing does your partner do?
My husband clogs the toilet.
Oh, come on.
On purpose?
But the worst part is that he doesn't unclog it himself. He leaves it for me to find and unclog.
No.
I yell at him and he always says he's sorry, but he keeps doing it.
Mm-mm.
Ow, I'd get him a plunger for Christmas is what I'd do.
I'd get him a path to the door. What about that?
That's why he's the most annoying person in our life.